Artist formerly known as Foam Fest, now known as Food and Foam Fest.
Yes, we've so added PC. Lots of food.
Oh, that's good. Foamfest.org. Or if you want tickets, 664-4591. Better yet, listen to the show. Angela's here. Bryce is here, who I have to have a conversation with about a number of things.
Well, don't forget for your Buzz listeners, when they check out, to add the word Buzz, and they'll get $5 off their tickets.
Is that right?
Just for your listeners.
Wait a minute. What now again?
Okay. When people go to foamfest.org and purchase tickets, if they enter the word Buzz for in the discount code, they'll get $5 off.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's just for your listeners.
Whew, boy, I knew this stupid job was going to pay off eventually.
Eventually, yes.
Skyler's also here. He is with a brewery in Mississippi.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, we often over here in Arkansas say thank God for Mississippi, but it's usually because Mississippi finished 50th in some sort of healthcare stat, and we finished 49th. So for this case, we say thank God for Mississippi because of the beer.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Who are you with?
Lazy Magnolia.
Lazy Magnolia.
Yes, sir.
Is there any other kind? What kind of beer do y'all produce?
Our most popular is a Southern Pecan, brewed with a pound of pecans in each barrel.
A pound of pecans in each barrel.
Yep.
I can testify it is fantastic.
That's why we bring Jim in.
We might get, you can get some it in Foamfest.
Yeah, you can get it in Memphis, but my excitement is hearing that it could be at Foamfest.
Could be.
Could be, if they send us some.
I think we might be able to work something out.
We could go on a road trip and go get it.
Let me tell you something. There's only one organization you get tied into that has an open mic at all times on a top-rated radio station. I know somebody, and he knows you. Mm. So, just saying. Knee bone's connected to the shin bone, or whatever. Let's just work it. So, how long are you in town?
I'm only here until Thursday.
Okay.
I'm just interviewing some wholesalers.
Okay.
Trying to figure out who we want to go with.
That's good. Well, I'd like to put in a plug for my friend Bryce. Angela, tell us all the details. Talk about the food, since it's food first and then Foam Fest. But
yes.
How many years is this?
This is the 16th annual.
And it benefits the Arthritis Foundation. We should point that out.
Yes. And all the proceeds, we get to send kids with arthritis to camp. We get to have a lot of new juvenile arthritis programs. And we do a lot for adults, too, but the kids kind of tug at my heartstrings a little bit.
Absolutely.
And this year we have 10 restaurants on board, Blue Coast Burrito, Bosco's Vino's, Mexico Chiquita, WT Bubba's. They're bringing a smoker. I'm not sure what they're going to put in it. Maybe
some sort of broccoli?
Yeah, you never know.
Probably.
That would go great with beer.
Oh, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who else do we have? We just signed on Dugan's Pub. And Flying Saucer, and we have Apple Spice Junction. Everybody's going to bring out tastings to go with all the beers we have. And right now we have over 285 different beers. And we have a little bit of wine, but it's mostly craft beers. And
boy,
it's going to be it's bigger and better every year. I don't know how it keeps getting bigger, but it's a blast.
How did they get all my favorite restaurants?
I don't know.
Just named every.
Amazing.
How did that happen?
I don't know, Jim. They must have read your mind.
We are very.
You did good.
It's a big brother thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's. I know two things now. I need a lot of time, and I need a designated driver. So that's.
We do sell designated driver tickets, too.
Really?
We do.
Well, this gets better all the time.
Yeah.
See, she's reading my mind as well, which is really scary.
And we will have cabs outside just in case somebody needs a cab.
Good thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you serve it? Is it like just, do you have little taster cups, or how does this work?
Yes, everybody who buys the tickets gets a 5-ounce mini Pilsner glass. It's little bitty.
Yeah.
And they're free to taste as much as they think they can taste in 3 hours. And the VIP tickets, they get in at 5:30, and they get to taste specialty beers. And I'll let Bryce tell you about a few of them.
Yeah, we actually have 4 beers for sure that we're going to sample. We represent a brand called Goose Island out of Chicago that...
I would like to say that the Mild Winter is one of my all-time favorites.
Good, good. I have some in the car.
I went to the store the other day, and I saw that it was dwindling because winter is over, and I was so sad. And I'm like, can we have a mild spring?
Yeah.
Can we have some more of that? I know they have other varieties, but still.
Yeah. So what we're doing is for VIP customers or VIP ticket holders only...
Should we call them patrons like we do
patrons,
with the Masters?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely. We're going to sample 3 variations of Bourbon County Stout, which is a beer. It's an imperial stout that they brewed back, I believe, in 92 in commemoration for their 1,000th batch of beer they brewed. What it is, it's an imperial stout that is brewed and then aged in bourbon barrels for up to 8 months.
Okay.
And then once they the taste is right for the brewers, they package it up, bottle it, and they only release it about once a year.
It's the years listed on there. That's cool.
09, 11, and 12, because we unfortunately didn't get any in 2010.
It was a dark year.
2011, we only got 5 cases for the whole state.
Wow.
This year, we got about 60 cases. So it's definitely a hot commodity. Usually, we sample it throughout the whole festival. This year, we're going to do it strictly for VIP.
So you don't sell it?
When we have it, we sell it.
Yeah.
But it
60 cases got to go quick.
Yeah, very quick. Yeah. Also, something you're familiar with, Justin, is the Schlafly 21st Anniversary Single Malt Scotched Ale. We sampled that at the Schlafly dinner. What it is Schlafly brews a Scotch ale, and then from where they source all their grains from over in Scotland, which happens to be Dan Kopman's brother-in-law, there is a Irish whiskey distillery that is down the street that they happen to get the barrels from, sent them back to St. Louis, aged the Scotch ale, and about 8 to 12 months later, you get single malt Scotch ale. So we're going to do those 4 specialty beers in the VIP only. If you come at 6:01 and say, let me try this, you're going to be out of luck. So you better go get your VIP tickets.
And when the VIP is 5 to 6?
5:30 to 6.
5:30 to 6. And we've also added a few more. We're getting more updates every day. New Belgium is going to... sorry, for VIP, do tasting of the Lawfully.
Somebody's getting high on their own supply over there. Take it easy, big guy.
It's a little difficult to find. And one of the Omni Gang's Game of Thrones beers will be out there.
Game of Thrones beers?
There's a whole line
of beers based on the game on Game of Thrones?
They're hard to find, apparently.
I want that.
I do, too. Jim and I are both fans of the show.
They were about as I don't sell them. It's another company here in town. But they were about as limited as the Bourbon County.
I'm sure it's a hot commodity.
It is, definitely.
Yeah. Apparently there's books for this too, Jim. I don't know. People who read like it. I don't know. I like the TV version. It's so awesome.
And along with the VIP, you get a T-shirt. You get a lanyard to hold your cup.
Yeah.
And early admittance. Yeah. Big thing.
What's a VIP ticket run?
It's $65, but if you use the Buzz, it'll be $60 online.
$5 off.
Yeah.
It's a good deal.
But you get a T-shirt. You get everything, and it kind of adds up, and you get taste a lot of beers that you would not normally be able to find in stores.
Skylar, are you going to come back next week?
I won't be able to come back next week. I have to be in Memphis.
He's going to come next year.
That's how everybody describes a trip to Memphis. I have to be. That's the way that goes. We got to take one more time out. When we come back, we'll give the details again one more time and talk a little more about everything going on with foamfest.org. Is all your information. And put Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the discount code. So we'll talk more about how the money's going to be used and some of the other cool things going on with it.
We should give some tickets away.
I guess. I thought Jim and I were going to arm wrestle over them.
I thought they were done.
All right. I'm going to give you an opportunity to win 2 tickets, because the only thing better than getting $5 off by putting Buzz in the discount code when you go to foamfest.org is getting the tickets 100% free. The Arthritis Foundation appreciates you making a donation, though, if you choose to. 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. While we're lining people up, Angela, you want to mention a couple of your other sponsors in addition to the fantastic organization that is The Buzz?
Yes. Going along with The Buzz was one of our sponsors, Stryker, Arvest, Mitchell Williams, Asset Protection, Wealth Management, Centerpoint Energy, Fuller & Sons. And then we have great guys like Golden Eagle, Glidewell, Glazers, Bosco's, Vino's. We have so many. We're so lucky.
You are lucky. We're big fans. I gotta put Bryce on the spot too about a recent wedding experience. Corn dog, here's the question.
All right.
There is a famous basketball player celebrating a birthday today. There's a big hint too. He was recently on the show.
Oh gosh.
Pays to listen to the zone, my friend. Pays to listen.
Was it Abdul Jabbar?
It was Abdul-Jabbar!
All right, okay.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Hang on, Corn Dog. So good. Corn Dog's the big winner. See how easy that was? It pays to listen to the zone. I should have just said famous athlete. That was too much of a hint. Anyway, We only got about a minute left here. Bryce recently got married, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You got married on my most hated place in the world, the Little Rock Trolley System. How did it go?
It went great.
Are you serious?
I did.
How many people were on?
I think we ended up with like about 40. It was tight.
That's 39 more people than normally on there.
Exactly. That's what I thought. We gave the city some revenue. It originally started out as a joke. My wife, we were downtown one night, and we actually rode the trolley.
That is funny.
Yeah, and she didn't like the idea of getting married in Vegas with Elvis, so she threw out there as, let's get married on the trolley as a joke. But I was like, yeah. And the more we talked about it, the more she came around to the idea. And, yeah, it was a good deal.
Well, as a guy who's been married almost 10 years, I can tell you this. It's going to start on a trolley. It'll be a roller coaster after that.
Yeah, yeah, so that's what I hear.
It's going to be awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
Good news is you got access to plenty of alcohol, so if it isn't going well, you can always, you know, sort of dull the pain, my friend.
Absolutely.
We'll see you guys at Foam Fest. Again, foamfest.org. Call 501-664-4591. Mention the buzz. Save money. Support the Arthritis Foundation. Thank you.